morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth. We must welcome you to this morning's edition, our breakfast edition, our AM edition of Radio Biafra, twice daily live broadcast to the whole world on CHK 97.6. We are also doing so on www.radiobiafra.co. We are also live to the entirety of humanity via satellite. We are the people that place the name of Biafra in outer space. We are here spreading this very gospel, the ceaseless propagation of the gospel that will restore the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. It is only Biafra we know. Biafra in the morning, Biafra in the afternoon, Biafra in the evening, because we are and must remain relentless in this very glorious pursuit, in this divine calling. Everything that we do must reflect that very fact that Chukwu Abiama and not man determined that we should come. And now that we have come, we must carry out this duty with absolute dedication, not wavering, not retreating, nor surrendering, ensuring that our incorruptibility will be carried as a banner before all our enemies, both within and without, that we should and must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. That is why we serve our country. That is why we love our people and will die for them if need be. That is why Biafra will come, because Chukwu Abiama is in heaven and is watching, and the time has come for us to be free. And that time is now. Wherever you are, across the entire 24 time zones of this planet, bar none, from north to south along latitudinal lines, from east to west along longitudinal lines, that this is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra. We come to you twice every blessed day, once in the morning and once in the evening. In between, we play a repeat program of any of our broadcasts. It could be AM, it could be PM, depending on what Uchemi, my deputy, decides to play. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all Haloyu forces, in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, I am a humble servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here to serve this very mission, and we must do so. Before any advent, as the very eminent barrister will say, I must offer every praise this morning to Chukwu Abiama in heaven by reminding Chukwu Abiama of his promise to our ancestors, of reminding Chukwu Abiama of his word that said, if you return to me, if my people return to me, I will restore their inheritance. If you translate it, it means very, very simply, without adding nor subtracting, as we have now recognized Chukwu Abiama as God, and rightfully so, and worship him in truth and honesty, as we have now realized our shortcomings and offered those publicly before the whole world, our sins having been forgiven, Chukwu Abiama will once again give us freedom, will give us liberty through sheer hard work on our part. That is what it means, and that is what is going to happen. That is why I reaffirm this morning, as we do every blessed day, that Exodus chapter 20, the very word of God himself, is where we anchor everything we do. That we do not have any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama in heaven. We just don't. That is why Biafra is going to come. because we have recognized what other people did not or failed to recognize. We do not adhere to the religion of conquest. We don't adhere to the religion of slavery. We don't adhere to the religion of servitude. Here we worship God that we are worshiping before the white man came. Here we have gone back to our roots. Here we have gone back to who we were, and as a result, we are going to be free. When these people came and gave us all this their nonsense, they enslaved us in the process. By the time they were leaving, we were under Islamic rule. And yet they brought us Christianity. When they were going, they had us over to Islam. Here we are going to be free, because once again we have been reunited with heaven. Once again, the knowledge of Chukwu Abiama is critical to everything that we are doing, and we profess so publicly without any fear, without any compromise, because we know there is only one true living God. That is why we are here. That is why Biafra will come. That is why we remain resolute. That is why we are indefatigable. That is why we are relentless. We never stop, you see. We keep coming. When you want to confront us, you must have abundance of energy, or else you will be crushed into the dust, as we have crushed every enemy of Biafra, all of them conniving to deport our people from Norway. God in heaven will punish each and every one of you. Chineke ga unu oku ndi oshi na ndi ama. Jakwukwo nso Chineke na ezuoshi. All these Pentecostal pastors, all these criminals who are within or locking, they are like leeches and parasites amongst this very Biafra restoration effort. You are all being exposed. All of these idiots who went and called the zoo police for me at Enugu, Chineke ga unu oku, you will all perish. And all of you who were fathered by Awusa Fulani will follow them into your early graves. That we assure you. We are here on the ground, and they are at maybe with Nigerian police as we speak. And the Awusa Brunafo. God will punish you people. Our people were deported from Norway. I am not happy. I am not happy. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go any further, today is my anniversary of my marriage to my very beautiful and dear wife, very devoted, very, very resolute and determined as well. I wish my very beautiful wife a very happy anniversary. I must be allowed to do so, because we are not together. I am here and she's in England with my son, and the work of Biafra comes first. That is what I mean by you must put everything first. I said it before, that if people were privileged enough or had the opportunity or the blessing to have a type of wife that I do have, with her grace, her finesse, and intoxicating beauty, you will not get out of bed in the morning. But I am here at my anniversary serving my country, which is what I swore to do and I will do. Because there is nothing I will not sacrifice to ensure that the advancement of Biafra restoration is accomplished. I will sacrifice everything, I said. And we have been doing so, and will continue to do so as a family, because Chukwu Abiama said that this thing must be done, and we will do it. Restoring the dignity and sanctity of the children of the Most High God. Therefore, every praise we offer, every adoration, every honor, every glory will go to only one entity. Chukwu Abiama in heaven, not to any other thing. Gi ewalachi ozotinyerem. It is simple instruction. You will have no God but me, no other God. This is the word of God. Because he knew about the fickleness of mankind, he said, I am a jealous God, which means when you begin to worship your idol, when you begin to worship any image, picture, photo, you will understand that he said, I am a jealous God. The fact he blessed Europeans, white people, who we are worshipping idol, does not mean you should follow them. After all, even in the biblical days of Israel, other people, other cultures were far more richer than that of Hebrew, that of Israel. It didn't stop Chukwu Abiama from blessing his children. In the same vein, we must stop copying what is evil and concentrate on what is original and ours, that the mercy of Chukwu Abiam, His grace, will continually abide with us. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you, wherever you are. Our lines will also open this morning, and we are hoping that our Skype will be able to work this morning. It didn't work very well yesterday. The time now is very, very close to 13 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning here in Biafra land. It is the same number of minutes past 7 a.m. in England. And Chukwu Abiam, being very, very merciful, will be able to bless us. We are live, we are direct, and we are transmitting to the entirety of humanity. Welcome other people as well. On CHK 97.6 FM here in Biafra land. We are on www.radiobiafra.co. We are on ipob.org. We are on that very beautiful and sassy website that UCHMFO have just developed called rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv. Very, very beautiful, very compact. I love it. We are also on tuning.com. If you download Tuning app, we'll be there. We are also on Radio Biafra app as well, and a whole lot of other platforms and listening posts. With your smartphone, mobile phone, you can listen to Radio Biafra. With your tablet, which is iPad or whatever it is, or Samsung tab, you will listen to Radio Biafra. If you have a laptop, you will listen to us. If you have a mainframe computer, you will listen to us. As long as what you're using has internet connectivity, you can listen to Radio Biafra. We made it possible, no other, and we must continue. There are idiots and vagabonds who are ill-educated, who are trying to copy what we are doing, and I feel sorry for them, because they just can't. People are stealing, people are criminals. They think other people are as well, but of course it's not possible. There are those who are working with the Zulu government to try to bring... It reminds me of in those days in Aba, when you're pursuing a criminal, because in those days they lynched them. And they stoned them to death. And sometimes burned them. Some of these kids who have this criminal blood in them travel to Europe. And because they saw that Yorubas are making money using the Bible, they gave themselves names. Apostle, evangelist, reverend, and pastor, without any formal training. As non a man, Akwanakwana Kawanka, Uchitaku Gwonso, Ashawo Kawanka Uchite Bible. Some of these idiots with very dubious immigration status ran into the church to think that shouting Jesus, Jesus will save them. It did not work. Some of them found themselves in Europe. When that did not work, they decided to join the Biafra movement. Now they have come in. Their criminal nature will always show. They think if they keep shouting that other people are as bad as they are, somehow people would deflect or have their attention deflected away from them. Look at what they have done to us. They never told us that our people were being deported from Norway. They never told us. That is how evil they are. There is nothing that impacts on this very movement I don't announce live on air that the world may know, because we do not lie. I have outgrown it. If I speak the truth, what will you do to me? I speak the truth always, even if it leads to my death. That was an oath I took in Jerusalem before Chukwu Abiam, in the center of the Temple of Solomon. As long as you are with us, Chukwu Abiam, I will not be afraid before anybody. I will not lie. I will always speak the truth. That was my oath. And I don't go back on it. People may not understand what we are doing because they are black from Africa. How induction and they are my own way. Banana, they'll be looking side by side to even steal the whole bunch. Chukwu Abiam blessed us immensely, and we can never be like that. That is why, with little or no money, we are doing things that people cannot do. Very soon, we hope people will be able to receive Radio Biafra all the way from Benin City to Onitsha in one strike. Other people cannot be able to do it. Unless you have the grace of God in you, you can't do it. That is why we need your help. That is why we need areas to be able to propagate our signal. That is why this is a collective effort. That is why we need your donation, we need your contribution, we need your land. We need everything to keep our work going. We need everything. We don't want to steal because we don't want the grace of God to depart from us. We cannot be saying we are the children of the Most High God and then we go and start stealing and robbing people in order to be able to fund our own freedom. Our people should be able to do so. Because if we go and steal and rob for our own freedom to fund this very movement, then we are not worthy to be called the children of God. We are not worthy to enter this very kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. This very Biafra that we pursue. I will very quickly go to the news headlines and accompanying news summary this morning. It doesn't make for a very... They said my voice is echoing back at our people. I don't know if that is the case. They said the voice is echoing back at the people. I need to know precisely. I need to know exactly if that is the case or not. They said my voice is echoing. I need some tests. I need you to go outside and test our signal. In the absence of anybody being able to call to confirm, I have a particular Kenneth Chukwudi telling me via inbox that my voice is echoing. I want to know if that is the case. I need people to tell me, to inform me if my voice is echoing or not. That is what I need to know. This is Radio Biafra. And when our lines will open, which it will in a very short while, I want to make sure that there are no systems that are open. Nothing is open here. I don't know why it should be echoing, please. I need to be informed if my voice is echoing or not. The number to call will always remain 0805-909-8137. I repeat, plus 234-805-909-8137. I know that people are listening at one or two or three main markets all around Biafra land, and we welcome them to the program. All of them who have this morning congregated around their listening devices, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, especially those of them listening via satellite, because we are a satellite broadcaster. Thank you very much. Our head of Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu Umiomio, has now confirmed that my voice is loud and very clear in Spain. Therefore, it is the same all over the world. And I must also remember our people who are in Japan for their sacrifice, for their patience, because they are waiting for me. And I will be in Japan early next month. I will be in Japan in January to honor my pledge, because when I say something, I do it. I must be in Japan to honor this very pledge that I made to them. This is Radio Biafra, and also the family in China. We know that it was very difficult and trying time for you people, having been betrayed by those that we trusted should be able to carry this struggle and this banner of freedom before the whole of the Chinese territories that we have. They failed, and you have now seen the consequences of gossiping. In the process, our people were deported from Norway. I don't know if the barrister is close by. Anybody close to the barrister should tell the barrister that I am anchoring the program this morning, and that the very eminent and accomplished barrister should endeavor to join me if he is privileged to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our number is plus 234-805-909-8137. If you are calling from the Zoological Republic, you can call us without the prefix of plus 234 by dialing straight 080-590-98137. We are also on plus 44 or 0044-208-133-9976. On Skype, we remain on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Those are our contacts this morning. When our lines open, you will be able... You will be able to call us and we'll take your call. Everything is fine. Those I'm with are very, very tired. I need to release them to go and see their respective families and to be able to rest for a few days. Before we continue this effort, they now know what it means to do freedom fighting. You abandon everything. You will abandon everything that you hold very dear in order to serve Chukwu Abiama. That is exactly what we are doing. We are relentless. Thank you very much. our head of Directorate of State. Head of Directorate of State. That's how we do things here. We give honor to those of them whom honor is due. People who are loyal, who are dedicated, who are patriotic, who are die-hard Biafrans and hardcore. I said die-hard. You never stop what you're doing for your country. You continue. It's as simple as that. That is why we are untouchable. Untouchable. Because the blessing of the Most High God is resting with us. There is nothing people carried in the womb by Awosa Fulani blood can do. There is nothing they can do. Nothing whatsoever. This is Radio Biafra. Our headline is not very beautiful this morning. Civil servants face bleak Xmas over unpaid salaries. They have not paid them. They are stealing their money. They have not paid you, and you're saying you're a Nigerian. Ask yourself, did the crude oil stop coming out of the ground? The answer is no. Therefore, since they sell crude oil for money, where is the cash? Where is the money? Good luck, Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan. Where is the money? Theodore Ochendondiara Nandi Beribe. Where is the money? All of these people with playing with people's lives and their future. Why are you not paying the people? Are they not working? The money you have stolen, have you not stolen enough? Why is it that African people, you don't get upset when you're supposed to? Why are you allowing these people to be stealing your money and you sit down and you do nothing? You have not paid a civil servant their salary. How are they supposed to pay for the house rent? How are they supposed to pay for school fees for their kids? Because here, people are so, they come and they tell you, oh, we now have free education. It's a lie. You have to pay for it. Children can't go to school. And little children, they can't even feed properly. I will always starve them. Now, good Lord, Jonathan and politicians are starving little children. People cannot feed. If you go to rubbish sites where the refuse dump, you will see people picking up food to eat. I will video them and send out to the whole world for you to see. You will see people picking food from rubbish bin. Do you know what that means? I will always starve these children, killed their grandparents, killed their parents, and now they are undergoing starvation because their parents are not being paid salaries. Now you understand how they have decided to impoverish people to the point of hunger. So anything they are told to do, they will do just to be able to feed. They are not just using the absence of infrastructure to control the minds of the people. They also use hunger as a deliberate tool. All the foreign aid coming in, all the money. Most of you don't know that foreign governments of the world give money towards health and education. Do you know that? Where is all that money going to? A few people are taking it away, asking you to go and do buying and selling. Teachers are not being paid. Doctors are not being paid. It is here. Not by Radio Biafra. By Yoruba paper, Punch newspaper. It's right, not us. We blog our news, so you won't say we fabricated anything. Because we know that a prophet is without honor in his homeland, because we are not Yoruba. Some of you may not believe us. We are not Adekunle, so you won't. And we are not Haruna. We are simply Biafrans. So we go and blog the news being published on other sites, being reported by media houses. So you will not argue with it, and then we analyze it for you. Civil servants cannot enjoy Christmas because they have not been paid for the work they have done. But 7.92 billion is missing, shared by politicians, sharing money and sharing blood. 1 billion is missing from SS Crude account. The money could have paid all these workers. But this same worker is talking about voting in an election that will come up next year. And I feel sorry for you. It is on that very point that I hold the mentality of black people responsible for their plight. You are going to vote. You have not been paid. The ones you voted into power before cannot pay you. What makes you think the idiots coming again, the same people, will be able to do so? I feel sorry for all of you. You're not being paid salaries, are you? And if you're not being paid salaries, how can you contribute towards the restoration of Biafra? That is the problem. That is why we rely extensively on those of them in the diaspora. And all of you listening this morning, who will listen again this evening, you cannot fail us. We have not failed you. Therefore, you can never fail us. I know that some of you are very cynical. Some of you say, how possible is it going to be? Wazirike let us down. I am not Wazirike. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I am not Wazirike and can never be. Chineke kuli hojo. I am a servant of the Most High God. Chukwa be my truth and honesty to restore Biafra. National ID card needed to stop crimes in the zoo, according to the Senate President David Mark, the idiot. He wants national ID card. His friends will get the contract and they'll be publishing it and selling it. So when they say clear properly on the road at the checkpoint, you now bring your national ID card and also your driver's license. And with it as well, make money for David Mark and his friends. National ID card needed to stop crime. What will stop crime? This buffoon, all these monkeys at Abuja. You people are so stupid, it's untrue. His name is David Mark. He's English or from Israel? The answer is no. He's a stupid idiot from Idoma land who jettisoned his own people to go and dine with Ndi Awosa, an abandoned property expert. This man is a property thief in Port Harcourt. Iguocha. David Mark, I'm telling you, is a property thief. Him and Ken Sarewiwa. Ken Sarewiwa was another property thief. That was why they killed him. This very man here, David Mark, is telling you to go and get ID card. How can you get ID card when there is no salary, no money to buy it? You have not paid the workers. And you're asking them, there's also no wonder Wazirike is as bad as he is. They are like him. Oh, there is no Biafra biplate number at Nsukka. To give you Biafra biplate number. They think all these idiotic women from Nsukka, they think that's what I came for. To be coming up with a scheme. Let's look for something to tell them. Give us 2 million and we start something, you know. And then last prize is 1 million. Let's see what we can do so we can get money from people. Do you think I'm here for a scheme? You think I'm here to be conjuring up schemes to make money? Ndiaran and Dioshi, ill-educated people. Ill-educated idiots, unfortunately, from Enugu. Unfortunately, I hasten to add, because there are good people from Enugu. Very good, wonderful people. Our coordinator in Norway is from Enugu State. Prince Darlington is from Enugu State. Enugu State is a holy land, is a blessed land. They are the salt of the earth. They must not allow those fathered by Awosa Fulani, those who were into prostitution before, to spoil the glory of Chukwu Abiam upon their lives. They should not allow it to happen. National ID card needed to stop crimes in the zoo, according to Senate President David Mark. Where will they get the money from? George Steiny Jr., a black boy of 17 years old, exonerated after 70 years, he was executed. This boy was 17 and he was killed. Very, very sad indeed, only in the USA, in the US. I have said it before, America is very, very developed, that is true. They are very, very rich, that is true. They are the greatest civilization of all time. That is also true. Surpassing longevity in terms of the Greco-Roman civilization and also any other civilization from the East as well. Their influence upon world culture is monumental. But the honor of being the most civilized territory on the face of the earth goes to England and not to USA because of their treatment of fellow human beings. We understand that we may have our problems as black people, but killing a 14-year-old boy 70 years ago and now regretting it, it won't wash. But anyway, it's our fault. We are in America. We sold ourselves first before they came to buy us. It's our fault here. Shema awaits AU to assist the zoo. The same thing that happened between 67 and 70. They cannot win a war on their own. They relied on Britain and then after that OAU in those days. OAU troops came down here. They came to Owerri. They said surrender, everything is okay. They are now asking for AU. Where is all this money that all of you stole? Where is it? Shetima, Harema, Haruna, Abubakar, Shehu, all of you are Safulani idiots. Where is the money you've been stealing? You can't use it to. I thought you all have your thugs and alamajiri. Send them into the army to go and fight Boko Haram. rather than sending innocent young Biafran men to go and die before the Islamic horde, having been ill-prepared and ill-armed. That is what corruption does. Even money meant to buy weapons, people steal the money and eat it. That is one thing about this place. Corruption would destroy it. Trial of alleged secessionists suffer setback at the High Court in Owerri on Thursday. Most people don't know the role we played to ensure that Benjamin Onwuka and the BZM were transferred to Enugu rather in Abuja in Lagos or anywhere else. We were campaigning, and we told you we will campaign for them and they will come out. Not everything we do that we tell you about, but our campaign is hitting home. That is why they are now in Enugu. But the judge did not come to court. The same thing they are doing in Owerri. We are in court to seek our freedom on the Aran and the Ushi. Mad people who are brainless. You are in court to ask for freedom. And the judge don't even attend. In the case of, or at least they're afraid of us. If not for any other thing. Now they don't come to court anymore. Instead of people to get together to rally around, they are busy gossiping, busy selling plate number. Oh, Wazirike can no longer come out in the public to say anything again. They wrote the news yesterday saying he said, but he was not there. It was through somebody else. Their so-called religion in Awka. Through somebody else. They can't come out because they are compromised. Uwazuke will go and lie to them and tell them, oh, can't you see, you have achieved so much. Now that Biafra is about to come, they have come back from England to come and hijack it. Criminal. You are living in Owerri, in a sprawling estate, with money from Biafra land and what you made out of compromise. I am not like you and can never be like you. Never be like you. That is one thing I'll remain grateful to Chukwuebiamah for. I am incorruptible. I am unbribable. You can't. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. And I won it. I don't dabble into rubbish. All the money was Rikke stole. Did you manage to establish any media house for Biafrans all over the world to unite them? You couldn't. Me, I managed to sustain Radio Biafra and this media organization with the gift that God gave to us, Uchemefo. Uchemefo. God will bless him and his family. Christians are being recruited by Boko Haram, according to Prophetess Noni, Prophetess with Weave On. I was told that John the Baptist was living on locusts and honey. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Locusts. Do you know the Bible at all?
In the desert.
No, Zarakon or wilderness. Now your pastors fly about in Gulfstream jets. No locusts, no honey. Does it mean we don't have locusts anymore and honey? We do. But they have come to make money. Not to serve God. That is why they think we have come to make money. You must be stupid to think so. To leave a wife as beautiful as mine, to look for money, leaving my family, you are insane. All of you yapping, you are with your families, aren't you? What sacrifice have you ever made before for your country? We are simply unstoppable. They will try to be like us, but they can never be. It's impossible. God cancels disparity in unity schools, admission requirements. Do you know who made this possible? Radio Biafra. I said, anything we do, anytime there is something to corroborate it, we will tell you. Before we started our campaign to free Benjamin Onwuka, we are there. In Abuja prison. We said you must bring them back because using logic and reason. Because when you arrest Boko Haram in Iguacha, you take them back to their land. You must bring this one back here. The crime you allege was committed in Enugu, is that correct? Then bring them to Enugu to try them. Very, very simple. And they listened to us. They won't come out and say it is because of the pressure from indigenous people of Biafra all over the world and Radio Biafra. No, they will never tell you that. Do you know when we talked about admission into federal colleges? Do you remember that? about Anambra, you have to score 132 to go in. But in Gombe, you only get 2. In Eguzo, you don't have to. You only need to attend. You know, you can't score. You don't need to score any mark. You'll be admitted into federal colleges or whatever nonsense they call it, unity schools. Do you know what is happening now? After that very serious campaign, I tell you, people listen. When I tell Barrister that Obama is listening, I say it as if I'm sure. One day, Obama will rise up and say something we are saying on Radio Biafra, then you will know it's true. The judges listen to us. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Today, they have said, no, it is not good. You cannot, it should be the same for everybody. Not Anambra 132, Abia 128, then Lagos 110. And then you tell me Yorubas are more educated than we are. If they are more educated, how come they are stopping our children from going to school? Simple logic, simple reason. Court cancels disparity in unity schools. And also, 8 children found dead in an Australian home. Death is visiting people. I don't know why that is the case. We must try and remain resolute, remain watchful and conscientious. There is an announcement I have to make this morning before I present the news in greater detail. There is a very strong Biafran that lost the father. We need to help him. He is a commander in MASOP. Formerly under Owazurike, but no more. They call him Speaker. Those that know him will know who we are talking about. They call him Speaker. As the barrister will say, they were part of the people who were misled by Owazurike, but now they have seen the light. The father is dead. And we want to help make sure that he fulfills his obligations as a son to a father, to a Biafran father. We must help him. Therefore, you must prepare. This evening, I will announce an account number, his account number, Uneji Hoji Yanyanayaka. 500 naira, 1000 naira, it doesn't matter. We must help him because we don't abandon our own. They are part of the people that chased away Owazurike from Ukwe. Those people, they are suffering. You must help them if you can. Because they too have seen the light. You must help them if you can. I have told them I will not work with them until the name MASOP is abandoned. They want to hold on to the name MASOP. Therefore, I wish them well. We are IPOB. We don't enter into coalition. If you want to be part of what we are doing, you become an IPOB member. Very, very important. You do so. We must help this our brother. And I will announce his account number this evening. The father is set for burial late this month. We must help each and every one of us. And help him, please. Because the father is dead. We must help him. After all, Nkana Akubo from Uzitu Diauli, we buried his father for him. That didn't stop him from selling information to the zoo. That didn't stop him from being insubordinate. These people, we have not done anything for them before. And yet, they believe in Biafra cause. Maybe not part of IPOB family, we agree. But we said, they have cried and we must go to his rescue. This evening, I will announce his account number. Anything we have, we need to help him. Very important. Now the news in greater detail. Some federal and state workers face bleak Christmas as they are being owed October and November salaries. People are not being paid, but I don't know why it doesn't touch anybody to understand the lamentation of these people. That they are not being paid. Why is that? People are not being paid. Why? Does it mean before you employ somebody, you know you have money to pay them? Does it mean the government is a company that is about to fold? The answer is no. They are busy stealing the money. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Jonathan Azikiwe-Bele, whatever his name is. Shetima, Yerima, Ngamena, all of these people, they are all criminals. They serve in a government of looters and cheats, corrupt officials and corrupt individuals. The system is rotten to the core. Rotten to the core. PDP is a joke. APC is even worse. These are the people that are campaigning for you to vote for them, and you will foolishly vote for them, and then you come and be begging for money on the street corner. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, where is the money coming from the sale of crude oil? Why can't you pay the workers? They are being owed. They cannot. How much are you? And this people are down 40,000 naira a month, 50,000 naira a month. In other words, with their salary, you cannot fly to Abuja and come back. With their salary, their monthly pay, you cannot take a flight from Lagos to Abuja and come back. They are still owing them that money. People are starving. People are dying. But because they are black people incapable of revolutionary skills or revolutionary zeal or passion, because you put people together who shouldn't be together, therefore, that revolutionary edge is blunted. People can no longer rise as one against tyranny and oppression. Well, the world is watching, you know. We must all rise up wherever we are. We must take up arms against this very government. We must seek to destroy these very people, because they have destroyed us already. Not before they destroy us, they have finished us off already. We must rise up and stop them. The possibility of many state government workers receiving their December salaries before Christmas is also grim. It has been gathered that the federal and state agencies that managed to pay salaries of their workers were still owing pensioners. Findings revealed on Thursday that the latest drop in oil revenue has taken a further toll on the nation's economy. Nigeria witnessed a decline of 36.6 billion naira in gross revenue. I told you, oil price is falling. This country is collapsing. Don't mind them. They are pretending. Telling you, oh, don't worry. The unity of the country. They have banked it abroad. Their war chest stands at $18 billion. They will Islamize you. They will use hunger to grind you into the ground, and they'll come and Islamize you. People don't know that. The price of one barrel of crude oil, the only thing that the zoo, the monkeys here, export to make money, is at less than $60 per barrel, which means that you people are very, very poor indeed. Even the small money they make from the sale of one barrel, which is $55. Where is the money? Jonathan is putting his own in Namibia. Ask him, he will tell you. There are things we know about these people that if we begin to expose it, you will go mad. And we want you to go mad, so you can help us to kill them off. They are your problem. The problem you have today in your life is not Holy Spirit or evil spirit from your village. It is your senator, your House of Reps member, your House of Assembly member, your governor, and Jonathan Nandiotia. They are the Satan you're seeing. Ekwensu na Ahuanya are politicians in the zoo here called Nigeria. They are the ones you should try and kill before they kill you. All of those boys, they are now going to fire as firing squad and kill them, 54 of them. Did I not tell you to kill your master before your master kills you? I want to give you an example this morning. I told Nigerian soldiers, kill your oga before your oga kills you. They failed to kill their oga. They let him go. Now 54 of them are going to be killed. You have to kill them or else they will kill you. Don't you understand? If you are guarding any politician, turn your gun against the idiot and shoot him dead, and things will be better for you. Rawlings did it in Ghana, and Ghana was good before they gave the power to a Hausa man, Mahama, and now there is no longer power in Accra. No longer electricity in Accra. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, continuity minister for economic continuity, nonsense titles that they have, these monkeys and idiots looking like a peacock. Where is the money from the crude oil? Where is the money, I ask? Why can't you pay workers? All of you should go to your foreign bank accounts, withdraw $100 million each. If you come back here, you will pay these people for the next 5 years. I'm not asking you to bring back all the money from Switzerland. or from Belize, or from Liechtenstein, or from USA. Only Bola Ahmed Tinubu can pay all the workers in the zoo, federal workers, for the next 4 years from the money he has stolen already. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, you people tolerate criminals because you are all criminals. You people think everybody is a rogue because you are rogues. Nina, that is why you allow criminals to be playing with the life of your own children. Where is the December and what is, in fact, October? They've not been paid. November, no salary. Now this is December. Yet in the morning you go to work. Are you not stupid? Are you not foolish? You are hungry already. They say he that is down needs fear no fall. Uradagada. So why are you going to the office? You've not been paid for 2 months. What are you going there to go and do? And then from the money they have not paid you, maybe your January salary, you use it to buy a national ID card. The Nigeria Senate President, Senator David Mack, has tasked the National Identity Management Commission to expedite action on the issuance of the biometric national identity card to the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians. In a statement by his chief press secretary, Mr. Paul Mume, Mark said the national ID is the needed tool to curtail crimes in the country. Speaking when he received his new national identity card in Abuja, Mark expressed optimism that the improved national ID card would guide government in accurate planning, checking security, and influx of illegal immigrants. He described the card as an essential document that must be given to all Nigerians as a matter of urgency. Most of the challenges we are facing today, especially in security, would have been minimized if we had a good national identity card, he said. I want to prove to you that David Mark is a monkey. And we're couple. Because every Nigerian is an animal. He says he's a Nigerian, so he's an animal. This same idiot here, talking about national ID card as a way of curtailing crime. Don't you have international passport? Anybody can get Nigerian passport. Anybody. Including your dog. If you want your dog to take your dog and bribe them, they will give your dog a passport. What is national ID card? They will go to Niger Republic and mint it there and print it there and give it to all their malmajris to come in. Is Abacha a Nigerian? The answer is no. Or from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? The answer is no. These are all foreigners. Sanusi Lamido, is he not from Niger Republic? Is he an Hausa man or Fulani? But he's the Emir of Kano. It doesn't matter if you have ID card, they will print it excess and give to every idiot willing to bribe them. David Mack, you said that national ID card is a way to fight crime. That shows how vacuous your brain is, how empty you are as a human being. The only thing that stops crime in this world is work. Because when you go to work, you get paid, if at all you're going to pay the workers. That way they don't steal. David Mack, where your money is in England, where your money is in Germany, where your money is in America, which we know, and in Canada. David Mack, I'm telling you this morning, as foolish as you are, because we have to educate you. Look at what newspapers are writing. If you have ID card, it cuts crime. What nonsense is that? David Mack, I know he's listening because they all do to Radio Biafra. The only way you fight crime is by creating the enabling environment for businesses to thrive, to employ people. That is why in England, I will give you a very simple example. Crime is low. Why? Because nobody is without a roof over his or her head unless you don't want to avail yourself of housing benefit. Nobody can complain they don't have money to eat because everybody is paid income support. Do you now understand? So when you compare yourself to low crime countries, they pay people, even those without work, so they can afford to feed, they can have somewhere to live. The same thing people can afford for themselves if the economy is good and growing. When people are hungry and their children are starving to death, they will go and steal. Think, you, David Mack, go without food today and see what you will do. Liberibe, if you have ID card. All these almajri politics they play here. Impoverish everybody else. Make everybody very, very poor. And very few people rich. The feudal system of Buhari and of Hausa Fulani, everything will be good. At least he has learned this morning. Justine Jr. is a black American or an African American that was killed many, many years ago. Justine Jr. became the youngest person to be executed in the USA in the 20th century when he was sent to the electric chair in 1944. Circuit Judge Carmen Mullen said the speed with which the state meted out justice against the boy was shocking and extremely unfair, and that his case was one of the great injustices in her ruling exonerating Steiny Jr. The 14-year-old black boy was sentenced to death for the murder of two white girls in a segregated mill town in South Carolina in a trial that lasted more than 3 hours and reportedly bore no evidence and barely any witness testimonies. Because it was a black boy, he was killed. People must know that sometimes white people kill their women, their girls. They strangle them all over the place. The 17-year-old black boy was sentenced to death for the murder of two white girls. He was kept from his parents and any legal counsel. He didn't receive any help. That's why I say America is advanced but not developed. Their judicial system leaves a lot to be desired. That is why Biafra land will be the best in the whole world. Trial by jury. Before you convict anybody, there must be overwhelming evidence. Overwhelming. Sometimes the judicial system can get it wrong, and I'm sure that the USA have learned from it, because they should be a beacon of hope and of freedom to the rest of humanity. America should stand up as a hope, a beacon of hope to humanity, not engaging in senseless cruelty just for the sake of it. But I'm glad it's 70 years ago. Not anymore. And at least posthumously, justice has been served. Not in the zoo. Shema awaits AU to assist the zoo, the monkeys in the zoo. Governor Ibrahim Shema, the monkey that is in charge of Katsina State, has appealed to the African Union to assist the zoo to conduct free and fair, credible election devoid of violence in 2015. They cannot referee their matches. They cannot conduct election. But they feel that they themselves are worthy to govern other people. That is the irony of belonging to Nigeria. It is the stupidity and hopelessness is staggering. They cannot conduct election because everybody is a rogue. That is why when we preach on Radio Biafra, they think we are all criminals as well, like them. No, we are not. We are different from you. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. I must make sure that our lines are going. Of course they are. We are live this morning and we are direct and our lines are working very, very well. Shetima wants AU to help them. Is it Mugabe that is going to help you? Or Yoweri Museveni? Or Jacob Zuma, who is looting money from South Africa? A black president in South Africa, stealing money from South Africa to go and put in a white man's bank abroad. Who is going to save you? Africa is wretched. How can they save you? AU. Who is AU? A bunch of recalcitrant and idiotic dictators. Geriatrics, all of them. Old and useless. Presiding over poverty and unimaginable squalor. AU, my foot. Who is AU? Bunch of monkeys. The trial of 11 persons accused of plotting a secession suffered setback at the Federal High Court in Enugu on Thursday as the trial judge, Justice D.V. Agishi, was absent. The accused persons, who were arrested by the State Criminal Investigation Department, SCID, in Enugu on June 4, were brought to court, but were not docked as they were taken back to the prison due to the judge's absence. The counsel to the accused person, Mr. Olu Omotayo, told the news agency, the counsel, they called a Yoruba man to represent them. Do you know the person representing Benjamin Onwuka? His name is Mr. Olu Omotayo. Olu Omotayo. Where are all the Igbo lawyers? When he comes out now, they'll start running around him. Oh, he wanted to do something. Okay, Bununo, where are you now? And I ask myself, why did Benjamin Onwuka and his advisors allow a Yoruba man to represent them? We have problem, you know. That is what I said about us. We are consistent. Even if I'm dying, there is no way a Yoruba man can represent me in court. Instead, I'll represent myself. They asked a Yoruba man to represent them. Hey! Ndibo. I can't read this news anymore. We continue. So, go and call out Yoruba then to campaign for you to be released. We made it possible to bring you to Enugu. And they engage Yoruba man. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe there are no Igbo lawyers or Biafran lawyers stepping forward to represent him. And then maybe sometime next year when they are out, when we secure their release, because they will come out, then another Igbo idiot will emerge from Lagos and say, I was there, I was trying to release them. I'm a lawyer, I'm a barrister and attorney in the Aran and Diushu. But the history, I'll play this particular broadcast for them to listen to. Mad people, very, very mad people. Sad indeed. Christians have been recruited by Boko Haram, Prophetess Noni says. Prophetess Noni with weave on and eyeshadow and eyelashes, prophetess. Like the idiot we have in Norway. He's an evangelist on Abakwasa from immigration, Ndiushi. Having sold his own brothers and sisters, they're on the run. Having gossiped their way into the deportation camp, they're on the run. We'll catch them. We'll catch them. Prophetess Noni is one woman of God, not man of God, woman of God, mind you, who has exhibited high level of discipline in both her religious belief. I believe that she's Yoruba. When they start to praise them like this in national display, it's Yoruba. That's how, okay, she has handy Ibuisi. So you go to Yoruba churches. A child of God kneeling down before a child of darkness to receive blessing. Are you not stupid? I have said it before and I'll say it again. Chukwu Abiyama rests in only three people around the world. The Hebrews, the Ethiopians, and the Biafrans. That is the Holy Trinity. Three people of God. When you go and kneel in front of a vagabond to receive blessing, you are finished. No wonder you people are wretched. Her name is Prophetess Noni. They are promoting her so you can go to her church and receive Yoruba blessing and miracle. And you come back to the village and say your grandmother is holding you. When your stupidity is holding you, you claim it is your grandmother. Court cancels disparity in unity schools after campaign by radio. We are formidable, not by mouth or by applying too much lipstick or too much pancake on the face makeup. That is not formidability. You do something. Before we came, did everybody talk about unity schools and ending the disparity? Abuja is listening to Radio Biafra. They have to listen. Why shouldn't they listen? Is it because people don't want to come out in the open to say it? A federal high court in Lagos has cancelled the grammar should be correct. A federal high court in Lagos have now cancelled disparity in admission requirements to federal colleges, especially cut-off marks for all candidates seeking admission into unity schools nationwide. You know that cut-off mark, Anambra 136, Ugwembe 2, they have cancelled it. But will they implement it? That is the problem. Do you know why they cancelled it? Radio Biafra and IPOB worldwide. Why did they bring Onwuka back to Enugu? Radio Biafra and IPOB campaign worldwide. We are formidable. Not rubbish. You got a more lipstick, you do on. This is Radio Biafra. Mad people. Anything we touch turns into gold. They say we abuse them, but we also teach them. Everybody learns, including the judges. They're coming. Radio Biafra is a university, citadel. People come here to learn. Even how to dispense justice. They know that you cannot say that somebody with two marks from Gombe and somebody from Anambra with 136, that there is something called equality in that. No, there isn't. The court ruled in favor of an application by a senior advocate of the zoo, Ulisa Abakoba, seeking uniform admission requirements into the federal government college. He said, Abakoba is from Anambra. We campaigned ceaselessly for this, and it has worked. They sued the Minister of Education, Mr. Ibrahim Shekaru, over the disparity in the admission requirements for students seeking to study in these unity schools. And they won. People listen to us. They listen. Those that failed in the bid to get Jonathan not to run is because of the way they presented their argument in court was flawed. All they should have done, as I advised the idiots who claimed that, were in high court seeking for freedom for Biafra. I am not a lawyer. But at least I have the gift. I should have. That is the only thing. I don't regret it anyway. Politics and economics is fine. Political economy is fabulous. My father said I should be a lawyer. Who knows if I were reading this today. My father is a good man. There are some things that people don't know. They come to Radio Biafra and they learn it. like this very issue of the disparity in admission. We lambasted it live on air. Thus are the zoo. Today, a High Court judge, Abakoba, have put in a very good case, and the judge has listened to him. People listen to Radio Biafra, believe you me. We are the light of the world. From the work we do, you will know that Chukwuebam is with us. How many news items this morning? Maybe from tomorrow they will pay the workers. Who knows? But this evening we will grind the zoo to a halt with reason, logic, and argument. Reason and logic. That's all. Truth is all we have. Nothing more, nothing less. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open. That concludes our news presentation this morning. News headlines followed by news summary. Here we are now, and our lines are open. If you call Radio Biafra, you will be able to speak. Those of them around me have not been able to speak. I don't know if they have the energy or the strength to be able to speak this morning. They all want to sleep. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our lines have now opened, and the number to call, as usual, is 080-590-98137. I repeat, 080. And somebody is on the line, as we expect them to be. This is Radio Biafra, of course. The whole world is listening. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Chijoko Chigozie.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please go ahead. Turn your system down or I turn you off. Turn it down and speak to us. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to tell you that... Hello?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask you, did you attend Ojukwu Memorial Service in Owerri?
No, I did not attend. Because there was
You have been criticizing over the crusade that he doesn't come out. I want to tell you that mostly of people come out, and Wazika was there alive. Everybody loves him.
Listen to me. Everybody loves Jonathan, but he's a thief.
Everybody loves Jonathan, but he's a thief.
All of you, Father Bayawasa Fulani, you will love a thief because it's in your blood. You will love a thief, it's in your blood. He came out, what did he say? Did he say anything? The answer is no. Bianca spoke, not him. Why did Bianca come? Because he said he built a library in honor of His Excellency. Is that correct? All of you criminals fathered by Awosa Fulani, Ndiyoshi, those who will steal until the day they die, vagabonds and rogues, you are in Senegal stealing. You think this is Oshiebe we are doing. Of course, if you go and get money from the zoo and you are able to go and lay down buses where people are hungry, there is nothing they will not be able to do. There is nothing they will not be able to do. We represent the light and we have come. And as a result, Biafra will come as well. Mad lunatics. Maybe they promised him Minister of State. That's what they do. Oh, you don't want to be Minister for Health? These people, oh God, they make me laugh sometimes. This is Radio Biafra, as I was saying before, and if not for the difficulty we had in Enugu, we wouldn't have known that some of you were murdered by Awosa people. Awosa Fulani, Awosa Ndi, and Awosa Muno. Nya ni na turi meha. Nonsense, amu jisara nyeba. The answer kichiku. I'm from Ihiagwa. Mana ni awo nya Awosa. Ndi arana kweri akweri. They cannot see the truth. People come out. When Jonathan goes for rally, don't people come out? Rotas Okocha, who is Islam? In Owerri, here. I'm in Owerri right now. If he calls for rally, don't people come? Is he not an Islamic man? Is he not Boko Haram? APC. Doesn't he come out? You will come out and they in the ocean and the ama. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening to our Skype. Yeah, I take the call and then somehow it trips off. It trips off. He came out. What's his name? Danjuma. Tiwa Danjuma come out. If he gives you money, won't you come? Gowon killed 6 million of us. If Gowon comes here, don't you give him chieftaincy title? The fact that you are hungry and you're running after a criminal does not mean the criminal is right, does it? It's from what you do, not what you claim you are doing, that counts. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, my director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Chukwu Emeka Nneyi, director. I am calling you from the heart of the Zoom.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead, Chukwu Emeka.
Yeah,
ahead.
Director, I want to ask you, do you know what...
Chukwu Emeka, go ahead, I said. Go ahead. Oh, my God. I don't know what is happening. There is no static anymore. Chukwu Emeka, I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Chukwu Emeka, I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? No. It's gone. There is something fundamentally wrong. They hack into our systems to try and stop us from broadcasting. They try to do so. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Let's see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are.
Please. Okay. Okay. This is Osita Wezo again from Canada.
Thank you. Go ahead. Osita, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother. It's been a long time. Good morning there.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I want to tell you, director, is this is to commend a good work being done. You see, many people may say what they feel like, but...
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. There's something I know that, you see, what I call the best achievement on us is for somebody to be himself in this planet Earth that is constantly trying to make somebody something else. I mean, that is the best achievement. Therefore, what I want to say is more grease to your elbow for keeping on this long. It's not easy. People may say what they like, but what we have to tell you is keep on keeping on. God is with you. We will achieve Biafra in no time.
You say?
May God bless you, director.
And you too as well. And importantly, bless our country, Biafra, our nation. A caller from Canada. Do you know what time it is in Canada? Very, very early in the morning. There was a call from China. They should endeavor to call us back. Our Skype is still playing up. Maybe it is where we are sitting that the contact is not in terms of the connectivity. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Turn it down. My God in heaven. I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
When you call Radio Biafra and I answer your call, you turn your system off. You are embarrassing us here by allowing me to listen to my own voice. My goodness me. I don't know where the planet these people come from. I don't understand it. When I take your call, you turn your system off. You go away from there. You go away from there. There are idiots all over the place, all over the world. If Ekwensu comes now and lay down buses and contest under APC, won't you vote for him? You will. Don't the devil have followers? Don't Ekwensu have followers? Of course they do. Haven't you heard about the new church in America where they tattoo themselves 666? The devil has followership. So why not Owasrike? Doesn't he have money? Are you not hungry? Don't you want to eat? I don't have money to give to you. Therefore, you may not be able to come. But he has money to give to you, so you will go because you're hungry. you need to feed yourself and your family. Blood money. Check up Uno Kondiyoshi Nandiyama. God will punish all of you. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, but our Skype is playing up. I don't know what is happening. We only have our telephone, this same line, to rely upon today. And the number is 0805-909-8137 plus 234-805-909-8137. So all the idiots going to redeem all these Pentecostal churches, are they normal? Don't those pastors control crowd? Are they normal, I ask? The answer is no. They are daft people, even making themselves far more stupid by attending Yoruba churches. And yet you come out and talk rubbish in the name of Akonuje. The caller on the phone, can
hello?
You hear me? Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are?
I can hear you, director. This is calling from United Arab Emirates. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Director, thank you because you have made a very big achievement that our people, even a customer of my friends over there in Anambra, they said they're receiving FM now. So all the transmitter people are asking now. Please, the other people are telling them now. And this caller that called from Lagos talking about you was weak. Let me listen to what the bishop said now. That place. The bishop told them that Nigeria is pregnant again, that what happened in the court, the civil war is coming back again, that everybody should prepare to defend that land and defend our people over there in Eastern region. So let no man start talking about this. Wazike has, don't know every time Wazike, who is Wazike, has already resigned. And nobody is hearing his voice when he nobody is hearing his voice.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Nobody. It is not that Uwazika resigned. They punch him for carrying. Every newspaper carries that Uwazika has resigned from this struggle. And he came there. He can come as an ordinary woman being and listen to people and go. He has political ambition. So I pray to God that when any time from now, that we achieve more than this. And I thank God because I was upset when I you know, Obama defending Benjamin Nwoka. I said, Biafran, how can, where is all those our lawyers that claim that they are white men? Leaving Obama to defend Benjamin Nwoka, how can Benjamin Nwoka achieve victory in that case? That is why they want to kill the man or to put him in jail. So our lawyers, our Biafran brothers, that is in a session that if you go back and defend that guy, Benjamin Onwuka, so that we can free him. He does nothing. He does nothing more than what Boko Haram is doing. Even me, I support Boko Haram because they are agitating for Islamic State. And we are going back to our land, Biafra. Nigeria is a cause to us. So, the director, keep on keeping on. God bless you. Soon, many of us will join you over there.
Thank you very much. From the UAE, people are listening live all over the world, from Canada, from the UAE. Let us go and see who else is on the line, because this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is a live Radio Biafra broadcast. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Fosnetus Ifeanyi Chukwu. I'm calling from the heart of the zoo. Kapanchan, Kaduna State.
Oh, Ebe Kwensubi. Please go ahead.
Ebe Kwensubi. Let me start by thanking you for the marvelous work that you have been doing for the indigenous people of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Let me just say that a memorial library or something like that. You know, there's one thing I discovered about these people that are following was weak. Most of them, they are not intelligent. They are not the type that digest their reasoning. Because they're supposed to reason by asking themselves, was weak establishing Ojukwu Memorial Center? Does it give up Biafra?
No.
The answer is capital no. As I'm speaking to you now, I was a strong member of Fumazov under the Biafra Intelligence Agency, covering Southern Kaduna and the Kaduna State at large. At a point in time, I discovered that whatever that is telling us was not true, because he told us then that he submitted the Biafra Bill of Rights in the United Nations.
It's a lie.
And by the time he's ready to do the Biafra come on air, I discovered that all those things are false. So now what am I saying in summary? It is the time that all of us should be intelligent, because this time around we must not afford to lose achieving Biafra anymore. So I want to commend you to keep on your good work that you are doing. I'm praying for you every blessed day for God to keep on protecting you. And I pray that God Almighty will do it for us in Jesus' name.
He said.
So, please, there are something critical I want to. We are here in the north, me particularly. I'm making my plans, and in all this time, by God's grace, is going to work out for leaving this very heart of the zoo himself. I was able to call some of my neighbors who are Christians to listen to this very broadcast. They are Christians from this very northern side. Then I now realize that these people are not happy hearing Biafra. Then there was a discussion we made the other time. Then I now discover that any time we commence our march towards achieving Biafra, that the Christians in the north here, they will join with the Muslims, the Hausas, to fight with Biafra. Because they opened their mouth, told me that they are going to kill us than the way they kill us 5770. I have at them. And I go to telling them that by God's grace, this very time, the fight will not be taking place in the eastern region. It will be taking place here in the north. That was what I told them. And I, by God's grace, you people that are leading us into this very struggle, this very moment to achieve this very Biafra, should work towards that. So that any time we take it, then let the fight take place here in the north, so that then we face what our fathers faced during 5770. Let the fight be fought here, so that then we know that it must not be the same way of 1967. So, I've been trying since this very year, since January this year, I've been trying to get in touch with Radio Biafra. I could not be getting it. I just surprised that I heard your voice. The minute I heard your voice, I turned off my, because I'm listening to Biafra cries.
Okay.
I now turn it off and run into the inner room. So I'm just thank God for making it possible for me to link this very discussion that I'm discussing with you. The discussion that I wanted to discuss with you since January this very year, I could not be able to get, because the line is too much busy. So I pray that Chukwuabiam should continue to protect you all in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, my dear brother. People are listening right across the face of this very planet, including silent listeners. Judges are listening to us. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you? I don't know what is wrong with our people. My goodness me. This caller is from the UK of all places. Hey. My goodness. My goodness me. Let's see who is on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, that is one on any. They cannot hear me. Our own very credible, the arch coordinator himself, the very finest example of how to coordinate people. One on any, I cannot hear you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
I'm Leonard Ifechukwu. I'm calling from Asaba.
From Asaba. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, and we are live. Go ahead.
Exactly. Thank you, Director. I saw because of this man that they called from Lagos, say that he was
He's from Senegal. He called from Senegal.
Okay.
From Senegal.
Okay. He said that people come out, that people love Wazike because people come out. Don't this man know that even a devil, even a prince come out today, a prince has followers. So that because...
At least Ohaneze will follow a prince. If not for anything, Ohaneze will follow the devil.
Because of people come out, that's why this man is saying that people love Wazike. This man, if he is listening now, I can tell him that even I am a member of myself before. The time where I entered myself, I met myself by him. So let him come out that way. Because let him know the feeling in himself. Because Wazike has lived the struggle. Wazike has abandoned the struggle. And he came here with a big man, come out, both in a place or system, saying anything about this is trouble again. Why some people are just still confusing the people themselves because of Wazike, because of one man? Let them come out and follow the truth and follow the moving trend. This radio gaffer now, who has done this far before? Nobody among all these people, like all these Igbos, even the people, these politicians, or these people where that have money, nobody done this. That you are in a ghetto like now speaking, somebody in Canada, or somebody in where the hotel and can hear you and talk with you. Which achievement is more than this? Our people should stop deceiving themselves. Even the people that have money in this Biafra land, let them come out and support this divine project that God brought. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you, my dear brother, for making so much sense. You've made sense to us. Let me go back to the line again. I want to go back to the line from the UK. There's a caller from the UK. Can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller from the UK, can you hear me? Oh my God. Let us go back to the line. I wish that idiot will be able to call back so we can hear them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not very clear. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. At least Satan is guaranteed of some followers in Igbo land. Ohaneze will queue behind them. Or behind Satan. The fact that people came out because they are hungry. People come out because Theodorji is going out. Go to Aba. If he goes to Aba, the people will come out to see him. Because black people don't have any honor. They have no shame. They are hungry people. Wretched and hungry. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. The world is listening.
Yeah. The commander himself.
You will live long. Go ahead.
Anna Warner himself.
You will live long. Thank you.
That one day Biafra of all over the world. My name is Sabine Swajibishi. Swajibishi Obi. I'm from Awidemi in Osunogo government area, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm coming from Munich, Germany.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I want to talk about the David the Mark. I know David the Mark is from Idoma, and I will know that Idoma is in Biafra land. Am I correct?
Of course you are correct, yes.
Okay, now the man, David Mark, has been a senator for almost four times senator, and he's now designing a project, a national ID card
for
16 years of all the whole looting he has done in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. He's now designing another project because he saw that Koji Iwala and Jonathan, we are looting money from the excess crude oil, and he now designed a way of looting his own money through ID card natural as the only way he can reduce crime in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Now, this man, David Demack, let him know that there's no other way. Although, I thank God you are not a lawyer. If you are a lawyer, a lot of people could have gone to prison through a simple logic argument.
Logic.
Through a simple logic argument. You know, but here we are in Germany. The only way you talk of reducing crime is work. Here, the only language they understand is what they call Arbeit. Arbeit is work. So you talk of Arbeit. The only language is Arbeit. Go to work. That's the only thing that keeps you out of crime. So the level of education you are giving us we cannot pay for it. Even the handout alone can cost 5,000 naira each handout, 20,000 naira each handout. So we are grateful for a very beautiful job you are doing. About the Anambra lawyer in suing the federal government over admission conditions in the Federal Republic of India. Right, I'm talking to you right now. Could you believe that my own son got an admission to Aziki University, okay. And he was asked to bring 150,000 bribe before he was given admission. For what? Cut off. So it's very painful. It's very, very painful. And all this is with you at the head and the commander. I think all this is will come to be a past stories. Because we are very sad. All of us want to go home. We are not happy with what is happening. Right now I'm talking to you. I'm very much correct. You know? Because I want to go avoid the code. Everybody is much correct here. So it's a horrible situation. You know? For people who don't come up and start talking about me, don't know what people are seeing. So, we thank you for a job you are doing. We are very grateful with the level of education you are imparting on us. And in fact, our brain are all watch talks, you know. So, I thank you for the job and keep it on. Chukwuma, be with you always. In the mighty name of Chukwuma, I pray.
He say, our work is priceless. This is the finest university anywhere in the world, bar none. Even white people tune in to know their own history that nobody taught them in the past. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue. Our work will not finish until Biafra comes. We're not going to sell you something. Oh, buy plate number and Biafra will come. Oh, Ojukwu Memorial Library. But he sent thugs to go and knock down the memorial we built in honor of our veterans. Because there is no money to be made from it. But if you keep saying, people should listen to what Bianca said. People latch onto Ojukwu's name to try and make money. Ojukwu Library. Ojukwu. Look at Peter Obi. Did he not build Ojukwu a statue as you leave Niger Bridge? Did he not? Is he not brewing a beer called Hero? Is he a Biafran? The answer is no. You know, cosmetics. Or the candidate lipstick. Kahamama. E John J. Joronjo. You need a pancake. Kahamama. E John J. Joronjo. Simple as that. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Chikelo, CEO of Wana, for planning on as Ozuaka. Let me remind you, the guy that comes from Senegal, I was looking of a thing, because I could remember that I was still in Lagos. Was looking, it's out of hanginess, it's out of jealousness, it's out of the dubious character and everything, the money he has collected from the federal government. Now, was looking abandon everything about Biafra. For how long would our people, see truth and turn it upside down? Or was we to abandon everything about Biafra, if not that God bring you up, if not that God command you to come out, nobody would ever hear something of Biafra. Now, all I was reading is going about is a plate number, Ojukwu Memorial, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That is not going to give us Biafra. So whomever that is calling, I believe maybe it's either in-law to Owazulike or whomever that is related to the Owazulike that is part of the money, at least the money federal government give a Owazulike, it may take some little token from that very money. So what I'm trying to tell people is that Owazulike psychologically, who was really has already abandoned the struggle, the movement of Biafra. Now it's out of engineers and jealousness. Oh, I will be there. Now the canon will achieve Biafra. That is what is disturbing. Uwazulike. But we all know that Uwazulike will be the one that will kill himself. He will kill himself and he will hang himself because the shame and all the evil he have already done will do what will put him to his grave. I rest my case, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Everybody knows that very well. We are not in any competition with anybody. Anybody can bring Biafra. Whichever means that Chukwuma Biafra have determined that his country will come, his kingdom on earth will come, is how it's going to come. There is nothing man can do about it. If it comes through our efforts, so be it. It comes through the effort of a child, then so be it. That's all I want, Biafra. And my work is done. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, can... Yes, please.
Good morning, sir. I'm calling from Sokoto, Ilela. My name is Chinonye Uke.
Chinonye from Sokoto?
Yes. Sir.
Hey, Sokoto Dianyao. Sokoto is far.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. I just want to commend you for your good work, for what you have been doing, and the on behalf of the people of the earth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I just want to say something concerning that man that caught from Senegal that was saying.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Chinonye, go ahead. Hey. No. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, please give me your name and where you are. Chinonye's line got lost from Sokoto. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Which country is 285? Is it 285 or plus 28? I don't know. Chinonye, are you there? No. I don't know what it... can you hear me? No, there's something wrong. It may be, I don't know if this phone, maybe this phone cannot take as many calls. I don't know, there is a caller from France, try and call us back. The caller from France, try and call back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, of course. You are the one on the phone. I'm talking to you. If your phone is against your ear, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
I'm a lucky man. My name is Yuke Chukwuma. I'm calling from Düsseldorf, Germany.
Düsseldorf in Germany. Germany is very strong. They hold our purse strings. Germany is formidable. Go ahead.
Director, we are formidable. I would like to use this opportunity to announce our end of the year meeting, which will be on the 21st. Of December, this coming weekend, this coming Sunday. It will be at Zach. The name of the place is called Zach. The address is 15 Strasse, number 40. 15 Strasse, number 40. Düsseldorf. The code number is 402-33. Time is 4 p.m. Please, all our members, we are expecting you people to come with your families and invite all your friends. We don't want African time. 4 p.m. is 4 p.m. Director, the number to call, if you want to have any contact, just call this number. 01521 0539 725. In case of all those secret listeners, there's one guy that called from Germany yesterday. If you want to join the union or the struggle, he they can call this number. Thank you very much. Director, can you help me to say something?
Of course, go ahead. It's your radio station. You can say anything you like. Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning that guy that called from Senegal, Director, if you can agree what I'm saying, these people, they are looking for publicity. They are seeking for publicity. Nobody knows these people. But if they feel that their name is no longer on the air, they will just drop one argument so that people will start calling that people's name.
It's true.
They're just looking for advertisement. If you can allow, if you can hear my advice, never you mention anybody's disusing people's name in this radio, because you're advertising their names. And they're not paying anything. Rita Nibok, nobody knows this woman. Nobody knows this guy. All these people, we don't know them. Both the Guinea or Tukulana human rights activists, they call themselves. Nobody knows these people. We need this guy through this radio, Biafra. And when you stop calling their names, everybody will forget about them.
I would listen to you. I will do as you say.
Please, anybody that called and mentioned this people's name, he just banged his phone up. We don't need their name to be mentioned on this radio. Please, you advertising their name, which I don't like. May God bless you and keep up doing what you are doing.
Thank you very much. Very sound advice, which I will take. Of course, I will take it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Is he playing music? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are playing music. I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, our Skype has a problem, honestly speaking. The one on the phone, can you hear me in the absence of the one on Skype? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
The one on the phone, can you hear me in the absence of the one on Skype? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. One on the phone, can you hear me in the absence of the one on Skype? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
And the funniest thing is that the enemy could be the network. Who knows? Because here many things happen, doesn't it? It could be the network. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Caller on the phone.
I have another caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Yes, please. Your name and radio.
Yeah, Director, are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. You are the third.
Okay, Director.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Director. My name is Chibueze. I'm from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go
ahead. Director, I'm the third manager. Let me wish you happy marriage and birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Director, please, I don't want you to be offended with that brother that said he called from Senegal. How I wish I can know him or get his address. I assure you that within 48 hours he will run out from this country because he is a vagabond. I don't know why he's calling Radio Biafra. If he has nothing to say, he was ready to go and die. If he thinks that he is a MASOB member, why is he calling Radio Biafra? Or did he hear that this Radio Biafra belongs to Wazirike? Director, I'm very, very annoyed. I must tell you, I'm very upset with that call. And it happens to be, I think, the first call you receive.
Yes, yes.
I'm just angry and I don't know what to say. But I just want to call and apologize to you that you should not get angry. You know, we have a lot of fools. No, but we are not, that will not stop us. We keep marching on. Thank you very much, Director. You are the man.
Thank you very much. I'm not upset. I believe in educating people. Because when I go into a class to learn, I am attentive. Always attentive. I want to learn as much as I can so that the same knowledge can be imparted onto the people that I come across every blessed day. That is why we rarely lose any debate. Very, very rarely. Because we research it very well. As I said to the person that called, even if Satan comes now, and says, I want followers. At least, more when he hears the hears on Hanese will follow Satan. That is all. Because in the end, we are building a country where people will be able to reason properly. Not gossip, but reason. Where people will be able to ask questions and not be pedantic about it. Where people will seek answers and be able to get it as well. This is Radio Biafra. I thank each and every one of you who continue to make our program as exciting as possible. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Derek. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Director, my name is Oscar Wood. I'm calling from Morocco. I'm from Ugo in Kano West, local government.
From Morocco. Thank you very much. All over the world. Yes. From Morocco now. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I thank you and I appreciate your good work.
Thank you.
Director, I am the new national coordinator of Biafrans in Morocco.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Our new national coordinator. What happened to Kingsley? Okay, Kim. What happened to him, Kingsley, from Ikwere?
He's no longer here in Morocco.
Okay, he's left Morocco. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I wish him well. Yeah. I wish him well. Go ahead.
Just I call to inform you and to inform other Biafrans in Morocco to listen in their house. They don't want to come out. I want to use this opportunity to speak to them. To come out to join us here in Tanga. It's only one state in Morocco that is doing the meeting, supporting the struggle. The rest of the states, they are only listening in their house. Some of them will call, but they don't contribute then. So I call to them, to ginger them. If they can call me, my number is +212-626-4877-96. They can contact me. I will direct them how to locate where you are. Director, I send you a friend request on Facebook. I write something, but it's not responding.
Inbox me now. Inbox me. As you come out now, send me an inbox so I will accept. I have nearly 1,500 pending requests on my new Facebook account. I want to prove to Facebook and to every idiot that we will build back to where we were before. I love challenges. Just inbox me only, and I will be able to accept it immediately. Inbox me. Once you come up,
I will do that.
Inbox me.
All right, but keep on the pages. Stop it. Broco, people are coming out.
Thank you very much.
Coming out one by one.
They will come out, of course.
Thank you, and God bless. Keep on the good job.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio. Let's try this Skype one more time and see. But in the evening will be better, I assure you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Not at all. The line is not very good. So we go back here and take this other call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, my director, Omar.
Good
this
morning.
This is Anthony Ndivisingene from Oslo, Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, please, there's something I want to say. You know, about the message you sent to me last night when I called. Many people are home listening to Radio Biafra. Many people are in Oslo being Biafra, but they never want to show up. They never want to come. But I'm taking this opportunity this morning because I know everybody's home listening, even the gossipers. I want them to start coming to Biafra meeting. And we are having our next meeting on Sunday. So I urge every of them to come out and support the struggle. But my director, please, there's something I want to say about Wazirike. You see all these people fighting you, writing nonsense about you, talking rubbish about Biafra. They are making mistakes because you told us in Radio Biafra that Wazirike was doing a very good job. But people start saying things, made him to change.
If these people will now keep on talking things about you, what can they say about any other person? They have to know that you are God sent. No one have done half of what you have done. And none of them can come out and show us that he is a true Biafra. If there are Biafras, why should they not come out? Why can't they come out and do the things you are doing or the struggle you are doing? They can't. They can't even speak out. So I'm just telling all my brothers living in Oslo, Norway, to come out and join the struggle. Don't be afraid of anything. If the police stopped you, just tell them you're Biafran. They're not taking you anywhere. But their problem is that they don't come out. They go to asylum and say that they are Nigerian. So if the police stop them, they will check their fingerprints. And of course, they'll say they are Nigerians. So when you say they are Nigerians, and the next day the police will stop you, now you say you're Biafran. They will check and they will send them back. That's the reason why most of them have sent back. But they still have good called Biafrans living in Oslo. And they are coming to the meeting, doing their monthly dues, and doing all sorts of things that they're supposed to do at Biafra. So nobody will send them back.
Okay. Once they come out. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes. Come to our former coordinator, so that you could write in whatever he's writing. Nobody listens to him. I spoke to him 2 hours on the phone. He said they are going to start fighting, that people will start sending money to Litali Borg. I asked him, who is Litali Borg? Who is CKHPAN? I don't even want to know his name. Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra. He is the one who made them who they are. Nobody knows about them. All of them writing whatever they are writing on Facebook. Nobody knows them. I asked him, who bring them out? So I just pray that one day we should stop talking about them. But for now, nobody's talking about them. Just this guy in Oslo, in Norway, writing nonsense that he's writing.
I hope the authorities are looking for him to deport him. He's hiding somewhere. And people will find him soon. He will keep running from house to house until they find him and bring him back. And then we'll meet him here. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. If you finish, then we'll go and take other.
So I hope that people will not listen to whatever he's writing, because if
nobody listens to them, nobody. These people are inconsequential. Nobody listens to them. No, who is the person who listens to them? Can you compare light with darkness? Truth with lies? Okuasi? Truth that has up to 100 versions. Is that the truth? Eziokwu Awolahapuru Iwu Eziokwu Wuro version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4 is now a lie. You cannot say anything. I have not been to anybody. I have not compromised this very struggle. Mwepe Nzuko with Nigerian police. If I have ever met with Nigerian officials, I will not see tomorrow morning. I want them to come out and say the same thing. When I speak, I swear with everything that I have on me. I want them to come out. What I said to those of them mentioning, mentioning Wazirike's name on this hallowed platform is this. I want Wazirike to come outside and say, if I have ever done anything against this struggle, Chukwu Abiama, close down my family. Kill me and kill my children and all my inheritance. If my hands have been very clear and clean, my conscience without any reproach, then Chukwu Abiama, you will bless me. That's the prayer I make. Why can't they say this simple prayer? That's what I say to them. My prayer I say on air, I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth. If every day I wake up and I don't think about Biafra, I did not say to do something to harm Biafra. I say, if I fail to think about Biafra and how to make Biafra to be free every blessed day, you will kill me. If I have ever met anybody to compromise this struggle, you will kill me. Chukwu Abiama, but if my hands are clean, my conscience is clear, you will give me Biafra under my watch. That's my prayer. I want them to say the same thing in public.
My director, please.
Ndiara Nandiushi.
I want to use this opportunity to call out my number so that anybody in nowhere can contact me if there is anything. Please, sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead and do so.
My number 00479987 24
90. I repeat, Vos 47, the code number, of course, the Norway, 99872496. That is my number, the new Norway coordinator. Thank you, my director. May Chukwu Abioma bless us all.
He say, please, if you have, you heard the number very well. If you have anybody in Norway, please ask them to attend family meeting. Biafra family meeting, the IPOB family, indigenous people of Biafra. Our family meeting, they must attend it. If they fail to attend and they are arrested, our hands will be tied. We will not have the necessary or requisite documentation to go and bring them out. Our brother was prepared for deportation, transferred to Scotland to be deported. We brought him out of detention center by making a very simple argument. Very, very simple. We are asking you, please, go and join the family meeting. Not when you are deported, you start complaining. Go and join the family meeting, please. I don't want to see any more of you from Norway back home. Some of you who are abroad, your work is important. You are the ones supporting this movement. You are the one. Without you, we cannot be here today. We cannot come home where Owazurike have ruined everything to start asking people to support. We have to ways of raising funds in a freedom fighting. Either you go and kill, kidnap or steal, or the people will contribute towards it. We are the children of God. We don't want to go about killing and kidnapping people to be able to raise funds to free the same person that you have just kidnapped. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. Or we go and stop robbing banks or blowing up places. The same people that you're claiming you want to save, you put fear in their lives. It doesn't make sense to me. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense to me at all. Let me see if Wanonenyi is with me. Wanonenyi, can you hear me? Wanonenyi, can you hear me? My goodness me. What is going on? Ikenna Wanonenyi, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Yes, my director. This is Ikenna Wanonenyi calling from U.S.
Thank you very much.
5 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm calling. I'm from Bahezaji in Oru West.
You have not forgotten your village, have you? Have you lived in America so much you don't know your village anymore?
No. Okay. I've been dialing. I know. I'm calling because I had one Mr. Osita from Canada. I would like him to contact me. Osita, I know you're listening. We have a new assembly going on there handled by George Ibewojo. I've been working with him and we've met a lot of flyers which he's going to go. He already started distributing them in Canada. He's going to be our new zonal coordinator in Canada. I would like Mr. Osita to contact me at this number, 323-717-4222. We want to build the Canada Assembly, very big, and I'll use this opportunity also to request for if you know any Biafran or friends of Biafra in Canada, Mexico, South America, Australia, please connect them with me, or you can tell them call me collect anytime, at the same number, 323-717-4222. Or they can, send me an email at ike.ccd@gmail.com. ike.ccd@gmail.com. You want to build all these assemblies. And there's a young lady I've been talking to in Facebook in Brazil. She hasn't been connecting with me anymore. She's from Aware. She can contact me because we want to start an assembly in Brazil. So I need the help from every Biafra, and this is Biafra, so we can grow the assemblies in North America, Mexico, South America, and Australia. And also, another suggestion I'm having, I'll suggest that some of these traitors and all these people who have really...
Yes. You see, one of you can hear me? No, our Skype is playing up, but it's enough for us to get his announcement. He is the, I don't know how to describe him, an arch organizer. Once he took over USA, things changed. Now he's a continental rep for North America, South America, and Australia. You will see what will happen. Things will happen there as well. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the line on the phone. Can you hear me? What is going on? Is it network? My goodness me. Unbelievable. The network here is atrocious. This is Radio Biafra. Can you now see? They say, oh, why are you not at home? Why are you not at home? Why are you not at home? We are at home now. Because we need your support. We need to buy data. We need to recharge our phones. There are too many things going on. We need to buy petrol every blessed day because we are living over this morning. We are on the move all the time. Anywhere we go to, we broadcast from there. Anywhere we go to, the whole world is listening at the same time. Our technology is exceptional. Exceptional. Please go ahead.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra, all over the world. My name is once again Bryce Chimeze Ishiwa. I am from Imo State, Ahaji Ebema, LGA. I want to throw more light on this issue of immigration. If I were the world leaders, I would want them to support this restoration of Biafra because it will solve a lot of their immigration issues. No Biafra would like to live outside Biafra land. The reason why you see our people all over the world is because our governments are not doing well. They impoverish our people. They chase you all about with police. They armed all the security agencies. Even road safety today has a gun. What will a road safety man be doing with a gun? A civil defense officer that's supposed to protect the lives and property of people have a gun. Immigration here have a gun. Navy have a gun. MOPO have a gun. Police have a gun. Army have a gun. I think very soon they will arm scouts will also have a gun in this country. There is no job anywhere in Nigeria. People are looking for what to eat. If you see what, sometimes I wonder what people eat in a day. How do people feed in this place? There is no job. People resort to stealing and doing all sorts of things. How can David Mack talk about national ID being able to curtail criminality and terrorism? The only thing that you can do to people to stop terrorism and social vices is all about giving them what to do, because an idle man is a devil worship. When somebody is busy doing something meaningful, that man will not think about going to hurt somebody else. If you are busy doing something, you can't think about going to hurt another person. When somebody is doing something, look at this Nigeria we are into today. A man will think about getting married. You think about building your own house, paying your landlord, paying your children's school fees and all that. At the end of the day, your income cannot be able to fit your bills. What do you think that man will do? He will resort to taking somebody's own. It only requires a man with a heart of gold to live a righteous life here in this Nigeria called so-called Nigeria, is part country. The government of the world should please support what we are begging for. We want them to support Biafra, because if they support Biafra, Biafra will build a civilization that our people will want to come back, and they will not want to go to other people's place to live. Immigration is a problem to a particular country. Illegal immigrant is a problem. If you can control your immigration, your country will grow. That's why you see Biafrans. Because if you talk about people traveling, who is traveling? It's all about Biafrans. Few Yorubas and the Hausa people travel. If you talk about people that travel all over the world, they are all Igbos, Biafrans. So please, I plead the people, the government of the world, because I know they listen to Little Biafra, to allow Biafra to have their country and build a civilization. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? My goodness.
Hello?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
My God. Yes, I can. Turn the system down and speak to us.
Okay, director. My name is Gochukwu Ezeja.
Yes.
Are you listening to me, director?
You, I'm listening to you, but you are listening to your system, and that is causing a confusion and distortion. Turn your system off. After speaking, you go back to it. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Ugochukwu Ezeja. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
And if anybody get to know, my slave name is Hillary. Yeah, I'm getting you. Please, Hillary. Director, I'm calling to congratulate every Biafrans all over the world, everyone listening to our radio. And I have something to tell to that man called himself Rotimi Amaechi. Evil that you are planning has entered into your mouth. If you want to plan another one in the next coming election, you better go and pick the name Mohammed or Mahmoud, because the routine that you bought has failed you. Go to the and buy one of these. Again, you will succeed. That is my advice to you. And again, to the world leaders who doesn't care to listen to our cry and our proclaiming of Biafra and all this while, you people will listen to us. Anyone who is standing against this our restoration, both home and abroad, anyone who is standing against our director, Nnamdi Kanu, both home and abroad, by the freedom, you like to be in the captivity forever, and your children will go on for me as well. One day, you people will regret what you're doing. That is what I have to say to everyone that is standing against us. And don't bother about anybody, saboteur that you have. Those people that are hungry in Malaysia and we paid their flight ticket to send them back home, those people that are not worth, that don't want to be mentioned, even in a local station, talk more of our Radio Biafra. Your name is being broadcasted. We are calling your name on Radio Biafra, and you feel like you are known. You are not known, but you are notorious and bloody fool. That is all I have to say. Director, move on. God is with you, and we are standing behind you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. It's good to hear somebody calling from Malaysia and sounding very confident. The idiots you people sent to us, they have all been an absolute wretched disappointment. But our march is relentless. As I said before, I welcome all these challenges anyway. We have come to the end of our program, but let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. That is a cue for us to please come to the end of this program, because come 8 p.m. here in Biafra land, we will continue to propagate this very message. Where we will bring you this message from, we don't know yet. It depends on where our mission takes us to. This is Radio Biafra. If you have not supported what we are doing, it's about time you start doing so on a regular and consistent basis. If you have not thought about joining the IPOB family, you're a secret listener. Now is the time to come out. If you are in Norway or any other Scandinavian country, you must come out to join the IPOB family. Look for your nearest family and join them. If it is too far away from you, you can start one yourself. What we want is Biafra. It doesn't matter what opinions we hold. What matters is Biafra and ideological and philosophical consistency. Sometimes people wonder and say, why is it that we are not awash with everything that we need? We say to them, because, you know, when you're small, if they ask you to go to school, you say no. But anytime you hear the bell for free playtime, you shout and scream. Anytime you come to school and they say school has been closed today, either due to strike or one other thing, you are very, very happy because you go and play. But you know that if school is functioning and you are learning, it will serve you in good stead in time to come. That is how I see Radio Biafra and IPOB. Because we challenge you to think all the time. We want you to be educated. We want you to be learned. And it's a very difficult thing. Some of you don't want to learn. It's only natural. You know, as kids now, you know, when my son goes to school and they say because of snow, there is no school. They are jumping up and down and playing in the snow. They are very happy because they are not going to learn. But playing in the snow will not give you food later in life. Being in that classroom you don't want to be in is what will make you a man or a woman. That is how life is. So if you see that Radio Biafra, we are not millionaires, we don't have money, we keep asking for help all the time, it's because we are into, even do teachers have money? Teachers, do they have money? And professors? No, they don't. But without them, you'll be dumb and very wretched and poor. See us in that light and understand that your help is urgently needed. As I said, one of our own lost the father. We need to help him. His account number will announce later on in the evening. Don't mind that we keep asking you all the time. It's because this is freedom fighting. It's a very expensive thing to do. Very, very expensive. That is why people cannot do what we have done. You see that? If they ask you not to support what we are doing, can they do what we are doing? The answer is no. Can they build one radio station in Biafra land? They cannot do it now. It's too expensive. But we have continued to not just build one, but to have four. So please, 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 please continue what you're doing. Continue supporting this very effort. Because in the end, you will be the... In the end, you will drive us away and take over. So why don't you come out now to support this very effort when you can? Join the family closest to you. We are not begging you, mind you. We're only telling you, just like a teacher telling you, remember to do your homework. Please do your homework and come back tomorrow to school. In the end, you will enjoy Biafra more than us. Thank you very much for listening this morning. That is why to us, Biafra is our religion. Here is where we will continue to worship Chukwu Abiama, because only him is God and worthy of praise. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from here, Owerri, in the bosom of Biafra land, it is good morning.
Triumphant from all our foes.